the Gemara learns out that a person he cannot be Masiach Das. When he's wearing his tefillin, he has to be aware that he's wearing his tefillin. And the Gemara says that not only that, in order that a person should be aware of the fact that he's wearing tefillin and remind himself of that fact, he should be mamashris. He should touch his tefillin on a regular basis to remind himself that he's wearing his tefillin. We pass the passing that it doesn't apply during when a person is davening or when a person is learning. A person is wearing tefillin, they're learning. They're not mechitzim mamashmesh mikra din. We pass again. There are some which say even that a person should be mamashmesh to remind himself of the fact that he's wearing tefillin. But if a case a person would not be davening or learning, he's still wearing tefillin, he's talking to somebody, let's say, to meet your din, you're allowed to talk to somebody while you're wearing tefillin. The person has to be aware that he's wearing tefillin and have the proper kedusha. So you have to remind himself that he's wearing tefillin by touching the tefillin. The isra of being masiach das when a person's wearing tefillin, there's a machloek, it's hard to understand this isra of a hesach das. Is it that a person is is it that a person has to have a constant awareness he's wearing tefillin? That's one understanding of it. As long as, or the Pesach, as long as he's not getting totally involved into something else. Mr. Burr Paskin and Simon Mendalid, that even a person, say a person would be working, a person would be allowed to wear tefillin as long as he has some awareness of Yer Shemayim, what he's doing. And a person gets so involved in his work that he's totally not thinking about it, and they can have a Yer Shemayim, etc., then a person cannot wear tefillin. Now, be a servant has a chadat. Included in this is there's a question of can a person cannot go to sleep when he's wearing tefillin. Because I'll also be concerned about the condition of tefillin. A person is not allowed to pass gas while he's wearing tefillin, and a person falls asleep, he might do that. So Halacha says that a person should not fall asleep when he's wearing tefillin. If a person did fall asleep, a shinas aroi, which means it's not a sleep which a person could go into a deep sleep. Not a person which a person could go into a deep sleep. Then you're not, then already there's more cool a dick. This person puts his head down on his hand, and the entire person doesn't get into a deep sleep under those circumstances. So Mr. Burbings and McClellan says how long you're allowed to sleep under that. One Sita says 54 seconds. 167th of an hour. Another Sita says there's no limit as long as, you know, it's a small amount of time. So a person dozes off in the middle of, you know, while he hears a shear, he's learned, you know, if he's wearing tefillin, he dozes off for a few seconds. You don't have to give the guy a nudge and attack him and wake him up. If you see the guy, he's going to start falling asleep with a deep sleep. And then already you have a key, the person cannot do that, so the person should wake up. So this is for some people for davening also, they have this issue, where they're wearing tefillin during davening, they're falling asleep. So a person cannot put his head down while he's wearing tefillin, because of this problem of going to sleep when he's wearing tefillin. So the person should not go to sleep wearing tefillin. The person should be aware he's wearing tefillin. That's why many people do not wear tefillin more than just during davening, in order to not get involved in this problem of hesed adas.